Hey there, fellow humans. Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly saying yes even when your inner voice screams no? Like you're a human piñata, getting hit with requests left and right. Well, buckle up, because today, we're diving into the crucial topic of setting healthy boundaries. Trust me, this isn't some self-help mumbo-jumbo, it's about reclaiming your time, energy, and sanity in a world that often feels designed to drain you. Think about it. Boundaries are like invisible fences around your well-being. They define what's acceptable and what's not, protecting your emotional, mental, and even physical space. Without them, you become a doormat, constantly bending over backwards for everyone else while neglecting your own needs. And let's be honest, that's a recipe for burnout faster than a sugar rush on roller skates. So, how do we build these magical fences? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Know yourself. Figure out what truly matters to you. What are your values? Your passions? What drains your energy and what energizes you? Once you have the clarity, you can start identifying areas where boundaries need to be set. 2. Communicate clearly. Don't beat around the bush. When someone asks you for something that crosses a boundary, politely but firmly say no. You don't owe anyone an elaborate explanation. A simple "I'm unable to do that right now" is perfectly sufficient. Remember, your time and energy are valuable resources. 3. Practice saying no. This one's tough, I get it. It feels counterintuitive to deny requests, especially from people you care about. But saying no isn't selfish, it's self-preservation. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone borrow your car if you needed it yourself, right? It's the same principle with your time and energy. 4. Be consistent. Once you've set a boundary, stick to it. Inconsistency only creates confusion and undermines your efforts. Imagine trying to herd cats that go wherever they please. Boundaries work best when they are clear and unwavering. 5. Don't feel guilty. You're not obligated to please everyone. Setting boundaries doesn't make you a bad person, it makes you responsible for your own well-being. Remember, healthy boundaries are like the foundation of a strong house. Without them, everything else crumbles. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, swamped with deadlines and emails, when your coworker asks you to take on their last-minute project. Your inner voice screams no, but you hesitate, thinking about how much work they already have. You could feel that familiar guilt creeping in, the fear of being seen as unhelpful. But wait. Remember those boundaries we just talked about? You know that taking on this extra project will only add to your stress and prevent you from completing your own tasks effectively. So, what do you do? You politely but firmly decline, explaining that you're already stretched thin and unable to take on any additional responsibilities right now. The coworker might seem disappointed, but you stay true to your boundary. And guess what? The world doesn't end. Your boss appreciates your focus and efficiency, and your own workload feels manageable. See? Setting boundaries isn't about being a jerk, it's about prioritizing your well-being and creating space for the things that truly matter. Alright, listeners, time to recap. Setting healthy boundaries is crucial for protecting your time, energy, and sanity. Remember, know yourself, communicate clearly, practice saying no, be consistent, and don't feel guilty. These 5 simple steps can have a profound impact on your life, allowing you to live with more intention, purpose, and peace of mind. So, go out there and reclaim your power. And hey, if this episode resonated with you, share it with someone who needs to hear these words. Let's build a community where we support each other in setting healthy boundaries and living our best lives. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep that stoic state of mind strong. Catch you on the flip side.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.